The governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, is threatening a state government boycott of Hyatt Hotels. He wants the chain to rehire about 100 housekeepers it laid off earlier this month. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
Some of the housekeepers had worked at Hyatt's three Boston-area hotels for as long as 25 years. The hotel company replaced them with workers who earn much less, and the fired housekeepers say they had to train their replacements. Governor Patrick says he understands that businesses have to make tough decisions, but that Hyatt's move was below the belt.
If they must take this path, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And they've done it in an exceedingly wrong way. And it seems to me the only way to make it right is to offer these folks their jobs back.
If not, Patrick says state employees will no longer stay in Hyatt hotels. But the company says the governor is playing politics. Hyatt says the staff reductions were necessary because the industry is facing the worst economic climate in decades. Marianne Varentz, the company's human resources director in Boston, says the governor could make things worse.
There are 600 associates who work in Hyatt properties in Massachusetts. The governor's boycott would be a direct threat to those jobs.
That threat is mostly symbolic. The state's business with the hotel chain is relatively small, in the tens of thousands of dollars a year. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.